Gatterman has it on the right wing extended, dribbles to the top of the wheel, rotates it around on the right-hand side. Pass over the top. Ooh, too far that time by Nolan Bork, and we're even on turnovers.
Now, that defense you're talking about, when they were playing Nakusa the first time, it was more of a 2-3 or a 2-1-2, and they would try to trap corners. This is just a different look now because they knew what to expect the last time. Now they're that 3-2, and they're still playing more of a man where they come out. But I wouldn't be surprised to start seeing some trap if there is an opportunity for it.
There's a trap right now in the corner that's going against Nash Kretschmer. Nash has it, dumps it down low to Fran Vega. Skip it around. Pash going to let a three ball fly, and that hits the rim. And rebound is grabbed by Gatterman for AF. Boy, had a chance for a fast break there, but instead Cook just held it up and reloaded the offense. Gatterman, about 5 feet behind the arc on the left side. Goes down low to Cook, back out to Gatterman. Still scoreless. We have played a couple of minutes of ball here thus far from Hilber Hall in Nakusa. Hand off to the hands of Narot. Papermakers, they're playing the man-to-man defense.
Yep.
Ball in the hands of Narot. Dribbles it between the rings and then stops his dribble. Reaching in on Bork. Turn around, Jay, short. Rebound, Pash has it kicked away and picked up by the Green Devils. Still scoreless, and we have played about 3 minutes thus far here in Nakusa. On Parents' Night. Narot, left side Gatterman, down low Cook, back out to Gatterman. Pass out on him. Duck it under, Cook has it, goes to the top of the wheel. Now around to Bork. Gets a screen from Johnson. Savant holds it on the right hip, and he'll give it back to Bork. Good defense by the Papermakers. And good patience by the Green Devils. Kind of like you said earlier, here's a three bomb on the way. That'll
boom.
Go. Zarek Narot. First points of the ball game as we have played just about 4 minutes thus far here. Ball goes down in the corner into the hands of Kolar. Pash has it left wing. They're going to try to double team, and he gets away from it. Reloaded on top. That's Braden Lochner with it. Braden dribbles it between the circles with the right hand. Picks up the dribble. Over to Pash. Bounce it down inside. Poked away. Turnover number two on Nakusa. And into the forecourt comes Johnson with the ball. He will go against Anders Kolar. Left side Gatterman. One dribble. Picks that dribble up. Pash all over him. Goes to Cook. Cook takes it to the right baseline. Vega cuts him off. Dump it underneath. Too hard on the layup by Narot. Rebound offensive. Grabbed by Johnson. Rotated around on top. Green Devils with the ball and the lead. 3-0. 13.25 to go here. Half number one. I was really impressed with the freshman Bork last night. How he handled himself. Especially for a freshman.
Yeah.
Again, against the man defense. Green Devils being very patient. Rotating it side to side. Looking for a defensive lapse. None thus far. Johnson to the left elbow. Vega comes around to double team. Swing it on the left baseline. Narot slams on the break. Down underneath. Into the hands of Bork. He almost has it taken away. And we're going to get a 3-second violation on the Green Devils. That was a long time to play defense.
Yeah,
they did a great
was.
Job.
And that's the one thing I was talking about. You remember watching those Rapids teams. Those defensive stands of player, you know, some of those opponents, they would have to play defense for so long. And that's just one fast way to really wear a team down.
Couple of substitutions for Nakusa as Pash lets a three ball fly. That comes up short. And Narot with the rebound. Adam Alameda, junior for Nakusa. And also in the ball game, Finn Kretschmar, just a sophomore for the Papermakers. Jumper, Johnson, three ball, short. Rebounds on the floor. Grabbed there by Nakusa. They'll hurry it into the forecourt. Got 1 foot on the backcourt, so it's not over and back. Pash going to let another three ball fly high off the rim, and it's rebounded by Johnson. He'll take it straight up the court. Goes against Braden Lochner. Takes it to the left elbow. Swing it right-hand side. Coach Asun down the paint. Put up the runner. Falls off the rim. Ball tipped out. Johnson reloads for the Green Devils. Still 3-0. 11 and a half minutes to go in half number one. Narot is picked up by Alameda. Left side Johnson. 4 feet behind the wing. Top of the wheel. Narot lets a three go. That's short. And the rebound is secured by Lochner for the Papermakers.
Last time it was a lot of Nash Kretschmar against Johnson there. So it's kind of different. Just a different look for both teams so far.
Nash Kretschmar and Fran Vega back into the ball game for Pash and Anders Kolar. Isaac Rommelfanger and Caleb DeCora into the ball game. Basically, Coach Bork's been going about 7-9 deep as a ball.
Yeah.
And the Green Devils with the basketball and still that 3-0 lead as we've now played 7 minutes and the Papermakers still scoreless. Baseline, Narot, tough jumper, comes up short. Vega, nice block out for Nakusa. And into the front court, Braden Lochner walks it across the end in Nakusa. Left side, Kretschmar. Over to Alameda. Every time I see Adam, I can't help but think of the old Oakland Raiders stadium.
Yeah,
Oakland, Alameda County Coliseum.
Yep.
Inside, Vega. Little pump fake, and he got fouled. And that's going to go against
Rommelfanger,
I believe. Let's wait for the official. It is. First on the 6'8 sophomore. And going to the free throw line to shoot a couple will be Fran Vega. Try to get the Papermakers on the scoreboard here at the 10:28 mark. And it crawls over the rim but falls off to the right. Still 3-0 in favor of the Green Devils. Second free throw for Vega on the way. That one crawls over the rim too, doesn't go. Rebound, however, comes down to Finn Kretschmar. Three ball from the right side. No, long rebound into the hands of the Papermakers. That's Lochner with it. They'll rotate it back to the top. Alameda back left side, right in front of the official. Now they go on top. Kretschmar has a poke checked away from behind. Turnover number 4 on Nakusa. DeCora thought about the 3. Instead, he leaves it for Johnson. Turnaround Jay. No. Rebound is secured by Kretschmar. Nash will lob it underneath the Vega. Pump fake blocked by the 6'8 center. And we're going to get a reach and foul. That's going to go against the Green Devils. And I think it's going to go against Rommelfanger. Going to be number 2 on the 6'8 sophomore. Pash and Kolar back in. Replacing Alameda and Lochner. They're going to line it up at the free throw line.
Just a simple stack.
Right. They throw it way out on top. Into the hands of Finn Kretschmar. Vega. Dribble it inside. Pump fake. Blocked away. And here come the Green Devils. Tough shot by Johnson. No. Rommelfanger with the finish. Using all of that 6'8" height to get the rebound and the follow. 5-0 now. Green Devils, 9:20 to go. Half one. Vega fakes the pass to the corner. Goes back on top to Pash. For a while last night against Assumption, I don't know if you happened to catch that a little bit, but Johnson was just playing they were playing a box and one as they were trying to take away J.T. Schlafer.
That's really all that they were doing. Nothing fancy.
They're just really good at what they do. Gets it. And the first two finally on the board. Sorry, Michael.
That's all right. Yeah, that's all right, Randy. They're just doing what they're just really good at what they do. Nothing fancy. They just it's kind of like what we like watching football. Just line up and do it.
Offensively, they run a lot of screens underneath. or they'll set a pick on the non-ball side, and that's what they just did. Got it to Bork, put it up, long wide left. Rebound is secured by Finn Kretschmar. Up ahead, Posh with it. He'll stop and pop a three. He rolls around and out. Thought that one might fall for
me
him,
too.
But it didn't. That would have tied things up. Instead, still 5-2 in favor of the Devils as we approach the 8-minute mark of court half number one. Johnson between the legs and the rings with the dribble. Right side, Bork. Pivoting, going against Pash. Backdoor cut, Johnson finish. Nice look that time from Bork. Got it to Johnson. Savant's first two of the ball game. 7-2 Devils.
Yeah, the UW-Platteville recruit there, he's a solid ball player, averaging 23.7 points per game. Also leads with 8.3 rebounds and 2.4 assists.
Three ball from the corner will not fall for Nash. And once again, Rommelfanger with the rebound as he goes high in the sky. Ooh. Johnson goes right through Kolar. Kolar to the floor. No call. We play on. Shot away from Bork from the top of the wheel. No. Posh with the rebound. And we've got a timeout taken by Nakusa. He wants a full, so do we. Back with more from Hilbert Hall right after this.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services. Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
Well, we got the drums and the cymbals going here in Nakusa tonight. And a pretty good crowd on both sides as the Papermakers find themselves trailing it 7-2 with 7:15 to go here in the first half of action. Just kind of good defense so far.
Yeah, it's like I kind of alluded to. Adams isn't going to do anything fancy, but they're just extremely good at what they do, and they're okay with walking up and down the court. You know, like if I was playing a game, that's about all I could do is walk up and down the court. They're okay with taking their time. There's no need to rush, and with a 7-2 lead, I mean, who knows? Maybe when I said it earlier, they're okay with winning 25-23. That might be what happens because, I mean, they're eating up the boards. I don't know how many blocked shots they've had. I should be keeping better track of that, but boy, they're putting on a good efficiency clinic tonight so far.
So Nakusa with the basketball as we come out of the timeout. Kretschmar will go to Lochner. Dump it down underneath. Back on the right wing. Lochner let it fly.
Oh!
Went all the way to the top of the backboard. Huh? Would not fall. Jump stop by Lochner. Blocked out of there by Rommelfanger.
That's got to be three blocks for him tonight so far.
And the Green Devils secure it after the block. And we'll take it the other way. Johnson gets double-teamed, picks up the dribble on the left elbow, swings it on the right side to Decora, and they reload it on top in the hands of Gatterman. 7-2, nearing the six-minute mark of the first half of play. Green Devils leading it. Ball on the right side, Johnson, right in front of the official. Goes in the corner to Gatterman, dribble it twice, and then swing it left side to Decora. Caleb, right side, Gatterman, dribbles into a double team. Nice look underneath the Rommelfanger for two. Isaac now with 4 points. 9-2, under 5 minutes, 6 minutes. Still remaining here from Nakusa in half number one.
The big man, he's just having a great night so far. I mean, like I said, 3 to 4 blocks. He's already got a couple buckets. Sure, the fouls, but he's playing like a big man should in high school.
Get it to Kolar on the baseline, feeds it to Vega, put up the little runner, and it goes off the back iron. No. Rebound by Decora for the Green Devils. He's being hounded by Lochner. Skip it over to Gatterman. Slams on the brakes. Goes back door to Johnson, to the big man. He went up and down and got called for the walk. He went up. He was going to take the little three-foot jump shot. And when he got some defensive pressure in his eyes, decided against it. And you hear you can't do that.
I think it's the right thing to do. I think he made the right play by looking to pass it back out. But you actually got to make the play. You can't just come back down with it or you're going to get that call every time. You either got to shoot or pass. That's part of being young, too. He said he's a sophomore, I believe. That's going to come with time.
Lochner and Alameda back in the ball game. Three ball on the way for Kretschmar. Doesn't go. And Decora clears the glass for the Devils. Exactly 5 minutes to go. Half number one. 9-2. Green Devils. Decora keeps the dribble. Lochner will stop him there. Baseline, little bump. Ooh. Try to get a reverse layup for Bork. Doesn't go, but he gets his own rebound. Gatterman battling, and they're going to get a reach-in foul. I think that's going to go against Nash. It does. That's the first foul on Nash. That's the first foul on Nakuta. There's only been three fouls tonight.
It's a clean game. I like it. That's probably why we're sitting under 5 minutes left in the first half.
Yeah, just keeps it moving. Yeah. One timeout. It'll fly by at this pace. 9-2. Adam Strandship by a football touchdown with the extra point. They'll take it in the forecourt. Gatterman thought about the three, thought better of it. Instead, they reverse it around left side to Cora. Gatterman runs the baseline. They set a lot of screens on that baseline, looking for a backdoor cut. Dump it down inside. There they got it. Reverse layup. Ooh. It won't fall, but the ball tipped back out. Three ball on the way for Decora.
Boom.
Isaac Decora hits the three bomb. He's just a freshman. And the lead up to 10 at 12-2.
Watching a lot of that video with Adams, that Decora, he's a good fifth man off the bench. He's very strong ball player. And I think Rammelfanger, he's showing why he could be a 5-6 on there as well. Maybe even start.
Nash Kretschmar dribbles into a double team, loses the ball, turnover number 5. And the Green Devils, Decora, will try to pass it left wing, but it's knocked out of bounds by Lochner. You know what? You're down 12-2, but boy, I'll tell you what. Nakusa is really playing hard.
They are. The big thing is just trying to get around that Adams defense, which is, you know, that's easier said than done. And the other thing to mention, too, is Adams isn't settling for three bombs all the time. They're working it inside, because you watch that assumption video, how many times they leave most guys uncovered on the outside. Coach Paltz and the Royals, they knew they weren't going to try firing up threes overly too much. They were waiting for him to work inside. Keep your men inside, slow down the game, and hope they miss baskets.
Like Gatterman just did for the Green Devils, and the rebound to Nakusa. Posh in some trouble. Lochner, they're letting him bang a little bit too. Not calling every little touch. Posh, it goes baseline in the land of the Giants. Spin it around. Lochner's going to spot up a three. Braden Lochner opens up the tight lid on that basket. 12-5 with exactly 3 minutes to go, and now they called a little bit too much body on Braden. First on Braden, second on the team. Decora getting set to check back in for Gatterman.
Yeah, Randy, you keep it up like this, you know, this speed of the game, you might even go and be able to get some Taco Tuesday for you.
Ooh. Seems like Wednesday. I don't know why.
Wings, right?
There you go. Wishful thinking. Nice dump underneath. Put it up, put it down. Norat, he now has 5, a 3-bomb, and a 2 behind his name. 14-5, 2:45 in half one from Nakusa. Posh with the basketball. Dribbles into a double team, picks up the dribble, goes around to Lochner. That's the one thing about if they do double team, you can maybe find the open man. Watch out, Savant gets a steal.
Boom.
Two hands! Put it down! Savant Johnson off of the steal on a breakaway. Slam it with both hands. And now a turnover almost as it's backdoor to Fran Vega. And it's blocked by the big man. Fran looked like he had himself a clear shot. Out of nowhere comes Rammelfanger. And he's, what, his fifth block?
I believe he's got 5 blocks on the night. He's using that 6'8 frame. Nakusa's having so much trouble with that, and he almost gets the pick there on Lochner.
Lochner now with the steal. Takes it between the rings and the rings. Goes to Alameda on the right side. Bounce it to Vega. And then Vega trying to go back to Lochner. They'll go the other way. Bork with the layup, and his first 2 of the ball game. Off of turnover number 7. And Coach Colo says, going to take a 30-second timeout. Gives us an opportunity to say thank you to all of our sponsors who allowed us to come over here to Nacoosa tonight. Econ Electric Incorporated, Home Furniture, Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Paper City Savings, A Street Auto, and Wisconsin Rapids Area CBB. We sincerely appreciate the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to you. Give us a call at 424 if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners on WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisc Country, or on the Civic Media app. 1 minute, 43 seconds to go here in half number one from Nacoosa, as Adams Friendship enjoying a 13-point lead, 18-5. It'll be Nacoosa basketball as we come out of the 30-second timeout. Posh will receive the inbound from Kretschmar and take it right up the court. Goes between the circles, keeps the dribble alive to the top of the wheel between the legs with the dribble. Now picks it up. Vega, right side. They're going to make sure they double-team, now triple-team him. In the corner, into the hands of Kolar. Posh dumping it down to Vega. Pump fake, kicks it back around. Three ball for Lochner on the way, long. And the board is grabbed by the Devils. Decora on the board, up ahead to Johnson on the breakaway, laid up and in. Savant now with 6 points. 20-5, 65 seconds to go in the first half. Again, meeting them with a 2-3 zone and double-teaming whenever they can, and they get a TO as the bounce pass from Posh, trying to get it down inside. Quick hands by Johnson, and he keeps the dribble. Again, running through Kolar, spinning his way in paint, put up the shot, no, follow, yes. They talk about following your shot. Savant did just that. And it's 22-5, 35 seconds to go. Vega, bounce pass on the baseline. Hoopinahar! As Anders Kolar will finish it and go to the free throw line. And that'll be the third on Rommel's finger. He's got, the Green Devils have three fouls. He has all three.
Yeah, that's sometimes the curse of being a big man. You got such long reach, you're doing so well, and you're playing good defense like he has been playing great defense. But sometimes your length gets you in a little bit of trouble.
You surprised and they left him in the game with 30 seconds to go?
Yes.
Free throw is good. So with probably the final possession here for the Devils, I would assume they'll kind of wait for one as they get double team on Johnson. Go left side to the coaches on board. With 15 seconds, coach goes out on the court and says, move the ball. Johnson, he's got Nash Kretschmar on him. Baseline, taken away by Vega. Turnover number 5, 3, 2, Vega at the buzzer, yeah! Fran Vega from downtown fills it up, cuts the lead in half. 22-11, the scoreboard reads in favor of Adams Friendship over Nacoosa. We're going to send it back to the studios where Beth will give us a little country music during our halftime intermission. We'll be back in about, 8 minutes or so and
give you some
of the first half highlights. Until then, we'll step out. You're listening to FM 105.5 WIRI.
But 22, I think at the time, I'd been out on the road, lonely at night, and it'd been a while, so it was on my mind. Well, I saw him walk in with his cowboy hat, and I thought to myself, I could use some of that. His boots like glass on a sawdust floor, had moves like nothing I'd ever seen before. So I walked right up, and I pulled him to the side. I handed that man a beer, looked him in the eyes, and I said, baby, I think you're gonna wanna hear this. Then I told him, Excuse me, you look like.
Guys, with this cute little country girl called my eye. And boy, let me tell you, she was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen in a pair of boots. Well, she walked right up to me, handed me a beer.
Now I can hear both.
Gave me a look like, let's get out of here. And that's when I realized that she was every cowboy's dream come true. She told me this right here. She said,
excuse me. You look like. Some of that. Don't waste your time. Just give him this here line. Goes a little like this. Excuse me.
Hands on cool and the needle on full in a countryside. Yeah, hot little playlist of your favorite songs. And when I get you climbing up in the cab of this truck, yeah, you know it's on, know it's on. Show you a side of these two lanes you've never seen. Heating it up behind a high beam. Ooh, baby, you and me. And just running down crazy. Flying. Show you one hell of a night. So give me that all, yeah. And take me there, look. I'm a sucker for your kiss. Wanna steal them from your lips, baby, like a truck. A foot heavy on the floorboard. Everywhere we go. Talking once in a lifetime, blowing your mind, burning down these back roads. To show you a side of these two lanes you've never seen. Heating it up behind a high beam. Ooh, baby, you and me. And just running down crazy. Flying high, living careless. On the edge of wild and reckless. Hold on tight. I'm about to show you one of these. Give you that all night. Girl, give me that, let's go. And I'll give you that good, good time.
of a night.
Back here in Nakusa, I bet you can hear the drum line, because I know we can. They love to pound on them here in Nakusa, and we are at half where the scoreboard reads the Green Devils 22 and the Papermakers of Nakusa 11. Gives us a little chance to tell you about the next time we've got a high school sporting event. Will be on Thursday, as Michael will be over at the Field House in Wisconsin Rapids as the Lumberjacks of Wausau East come to town, as they will be taking on the Lincoln Red Raiders girls basketball squad. In between then and now, we have some playmakers for you tomorrow night, 5 o'clock on our sister station, followed up by Wisconsin women's basketball as they play host to the Lady Trojans of USC. So a couple of events taking place on our sister station, WFHR. As the clock winds to the just about start of half number two, and I really don't think we saw anything that we weren't expecting. Maybe a few more of those shots to fall for the Papermakers.
Yeah, I don't think either team's playing all that bad. I'll tell you what, from the video that I watched of Adams, I knew the defense was going to be good, but it's playing outstanding tonight, and that makes things just that much tougher for what Nakusa wants to do. But you know what? The Buzzers are beaten three by Fran Vega there right before the half. That might be the spark they need, because, I mean, you got to think, last time they played on Thursday, Nakusa had almost a 10-point lead at the half and had almost a 10-point lead halfway through the second half. They lost it, gained a foul, 5-point lead back, and then Adams came and got them. But the thing is, high school sports at any level, you get that spark, that boom, you never know what's going to happen. And that buzzer-beating three by Vega, that might be what does it.
Green Devils led in scoring by Savant Johnson. No surprise there with 8 points. 5 for Zarek Norrat. 4 for Isaac Ramofanger. 3 for Caleb DeCora. And 2 points for Nolan Bork. They did not attempt a free throw in the first half, but they did turn it over 5 times. For Nakusa, Fran Vega with that 3-pointer to go along with a hoop earlier in the half leads the Papermakers with 5 points. 3 apiece for Anders Kolar and Braden Lochner. 1 for 3 from the free throw line. 8 turnovers. Maybe one of the most surprising stats, Nash Kretschmar not in the scoring column.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing. When he's their leading scorer, I mean, sure, he's averaging 13.2, and then Vega with 12.4. You know what you have to do to slow down Nakusa, and that's take Nash Kretschmar out of the equation. Last time they played, he led all scorers at 26. So when you talk about it like that, you take him away, then he got 8, 5, 4, 3, 3, 3, and 2 point totals, with Vega being 8, the second leading scorer. You take them 26 points away, well, you know what's going to happen.
And if you'd had just half of those in the first half, that'd be 13. They'd be up by 2.
Right, right.
Nakusa to have the ball, start the second half of action. Get the ball inside to Posh. He's going to try to feed it underneath the Vega and a little bit too hard on that interior bounce pass. Slides away from Vega. Turnover number 9 on Nakusa. So the Green Devils now their first possession of half number 2. Gatterman with it. Kind of at the halfway point of the top of the wheel and the jump circle to the right of it. Bork in the paint, slide it underneath. Good look, lay it up, and good for Xander Cook. I've been waiting to say all night, the X-Man.
Xander
Cook. 24-11, his first points of the ball game. They let Pash let the 3-ball fly short. Rebound volleyballed around, and Savant Johnson comes away with it. He goes up and slams it home. The second slam of the ball game for Savant. He now has 10 points, and it's 26-11 in favor of the Green Devils. Has Nash with the ball above his head. Lochner right side. Posh in the corner. Bounce it to Vega. Baseline, back out to Posh. He'll let a three ball fly again. That one's off the bracket too hard. Lochner battling for the rebound. It comes loose. And Gatterman for the Green Devils comes away with it. 16-16 to go in the ball game. I think halftime lasted longer than the first half.
Yeah, honestly, it did.
Very fast-moving game. Nice feed underneath. Ball fake. Put it up too hard. Getting his own rebound is Cook. Now the ball's loose on the floor. Vega and Cook battle for it, and they'll say last touched by Cook. And it'll be Papermaker basketball. Let's see if get the Papermakers a hoop on this possession.
Still in this game. I mean, plenty of time left.
Kretschmark tries to bounce it inside to Vega. There's those long arms of the defenders causing turnover number 11. They just do a good job of spacing the right amount so that their long arms almost touch fingertips. The feed underneath to Zander, the X-Man with the open arm.
Remember a few years ago we did a game here and it was a young man with the last name of Skelton? And you kept calling him Red?
Red?
Yep.
So the foul is going to be on Jordan. His first. The team only has three all night. But that's the first of half number two. Declan Christensen checking in for Nakusa. His first PT tonight as the free throw goes up and good by Zander. Christensen replacing Vega. Lochner tries to get it over to Christensen. And the ball is knocked away. So the Papermakers will retain possession. Christensen on the left wing, ball above his head. Kretschmar inside to Kretschmar. Back out to Christensen for three, just a bit short. Good box out that time by Gatterman for the Green Devils. 15 minutes exactly to go here. Clock continues to roll. 29-11 if you're just joining us. Green Devils been pretty much comfortably in front all night. Nice drive by the freshman, the coach's son, Nolan Bork. He'll use the glass from the right side and finish.
You call him the Swedish chef, Bork. The Swedish chef, Bork, Bork.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
Right baseline. Nash goes out on top with the basketball. Right side, Christensen, and we got a walk.
Oh, wow.
Turnover number 12 on Nakusa. And the Green Devils at three-quarter court to inbound it. And kind of token man-to-man pressure in the backcourt by Lochner. Right side, almost thought about a three, did Norrod. Instead, he goes it to Johnson. Johnson will go. Was going to spin, but good help defense by Nash Kretschmar. Back to Norrod. Right side, Gatterman. Bounce it with the left hand. Two, three, four. Now back to the right. Now between the rings. Picks up the dribble. Might have slid the pivot foot a little bit. And he sends it right into the bleachers, and nobody's home. It's only the sixth turnover by Michael here in the ball game for the Devils. With exactly 14 minutes to go now. 31-11. Adams Friendship on top. And again, Nash Kretschmar yet to score here tonight. Lochner has it. He's on the top. Fakes it left, then goes left. Christensen. He'll get double teamed, so he goes right back over to Lochner. Nash Kretschmar. Ball above his head in front of his team's bench. Backdoor cut. Put up the layup off the glass. Anders Kolar. Anders now has 5 points. 31-13 as Vega and Posh get set to come back in along with Alameda. Baseline, Bork hangs up there. That was a nice move, nice shot. Didn't go. Got his own rebound. Pulled away momentarily by Kolar. Three ball on the left side. Rattles out. Rebound. Papermakers. Lochner, long pass up ahead. Too long. And it turns it over 13 times. Kretschmar, Kolar, and Christensen will take a seat. Rommelfinger back in with those three fouls. Also, Decora back on the court for Adams. Extend the defense a little bit this time, do the Papermakers. But still rather token. And with that said, Decora just simply fires it out of bounds past Xander Cook, and turnover number seven ensues. Well, Decora didn't get to play real long.
Nope.
Coach not real happy about that.
No, I can understand why. Quick update, mid-first half, 15-6 Auburndale over Assumption Boys.
A lot of games being played these last 2 weeks.
Oh, goodness,
as we
yes.
Start to wind down the regular season.
I believe hockey playoff brackets come up this weekend.
And I think in the next weekend, girls' brackets come out. Vega gets a nice feed on the inside. It rolls all the way around, comes out. Fran gets his own rebound. Lochner for three from the right side. Out, it came out. That one looked good all the way. Vega, nice step under.
Nice.
Off the glass. Left side. You can book it. 7 points now for Fran. And it's 31-15. Green Devils in the front court and the lead. Johnson, spin move, left side. Ball to Gadamer. He'll look it over a little bit. Cross it over. Posh knocks it free. Picked up by Johnson. Thought about shooting a three. It started to come down. He had to just let it go, and it's taken away by Posh. And then Johnson steals it back, and we're going to get, that could be an intentional foul almost, but they're going to just call a foul, I think, on Finn. It'll be his first, team second. And so Johnson, and I think Finn wanted to make sure that he didn't get the slam again.
Yeah, I think that was more of a, not because he wanted malicious intent or anything. I think it was just more of a, yeah, I don't do this again on our court, please.
Two's enough.
Yeah, two's enough.
And Decora back in as he replaces the X-Man, Xander Cook.
You got to be careful with that, however, is that's how you get flagrant fouls. That's how you get technicals, and I don't think Nakusa wants either one of those.
So the backside of the three-point play rattles out for Savant. And Lochner with the rebound for Nakusa. Goes against Johnson into the front court. They really extended that 1-2-2 that time. There's the lob inside to Vega. He's got four Green Devils around him. Goes outside into the hands of Alameda, and he cannot get it to go. But the Green Devils get the rebound and go. 11.5 remaining, 33-15. Green Devils on top. They have the basketball on the left wing. The coach's son, Nolan Bork, lob it underneath. Knocked free by Fran Vega twice. And we're going to finally get a timeout called by the Green Devils.
So we're trying to see if that's a 30 or full. It's a full.
Let's take a full with them. We'll be back with more from Hilmer Hall right after this.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The new year begins with you. The holidays are past, and now you should focus on you. The team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep believe you deserve a new Chariot on four wheels with leather heated seats and maybe a backup mirror. Oh, you could even get your favorite color. Splurge on you in 2025 because you know how hard you work for your loved ones and you deserve it. Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids, where finding your new ride for the new you is easy and fun. From the team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep, happy new you in this new year.
Well, as we come out of the timeout, it'll be Green Devils basketball underneath their own hoop. They throw it into Decora in front of Coach Bork. And we get this play underway between the circles. Decora has it back. Gatterman, left side. Nash Kretschmar on him. picks up his dribble. Nash really in his face. Vega helps double team. And a quick timeout going to be taken by Coach Bork. He wants a 30. Gives us a chance to talk to you a little bit about Homestead as we are kind of on the backside of winter. Still be a great time to head on out to Homestead Golf Course and Supper Club. You can stop on in for some of Mary's delicious home-cooked meals while enjoying time with family and friends. Homestead's located, 2.4 miles roughly over the viaduct as you head out of town on Highway 73. And when you get over there, make sure you say hi to Jamie and the whole gang from all of us at WIRI. 10 minutes and 46 seconds remaining here in this second half of play. Green Devils on top, 33-15. They will have possession to the right of the basket as everybody on the court sees it, except for Rommelsfanger and the official who's handing him the ball. So the inbounds comes out way out on top into the hands of Gatterman. He gets double teamed, blocked away a little bit by Vega, but not far enough before Savant can pick it up. Gatterman, little give and go. Savant, left hand, no. The 6'8 man has it, loses it, and it's re-grabbed by Johnson. They'll reload that offense. 10 and a quarter on the clock. Ball on top. That's Bork with it. Dribbles it to the left baseline. Spins it over into the hands of Rommelfinger, and we got a jump ball called. And Coach Bork, not really pleased with that call. Possession arrow is in favor of the Green Devils. Christensen and Lochner back in for Posh and Alameda. Now the inbound to the left side of the hoop. Looking for a backdoor cut. Can't get it, so they go on top. Instead to Decora. He's picked up by Christensen. Right side Bork. Thought about a three. Instead took a dribble towards the baseline. Back out to Johnson. He lets the three fly. It doesn't fall. And Fran Vega has the board for Nakusa. Under 10 minutes to go now. Lob it down inside. Kolar has it blocked. Putt gets his own rebound. Puts back up. The rim will just not keep it. Gets a rebound one more time. A little bit too hard that time. Vega with the left hand. Fran now with 9 points. Boy, good effort on the boards that time by the Papermakers.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, even though they got one block out of that by Rommelfinger, boy, they were not going to give up or be denied.
Jump stop on the inside. Ball taken away by Kolar. And then he has to run over to save it. And I guess we got a turnover both ways. Little jumper fall away, won't fall for Decora. And the rebound secured by Nakusa. Lochner flies it all the way down in the corner. Kretschmar for three. No. Rebound battled for and won that time by Johnson. That rim is just not very friendly to Nakusa tonight.
No, I mean, with as well as they shot early in the game last time, they played Green Devils. They have not gotten anything to fall. And I mean, looking at this, Nash Kretschmar still without a point. Same with Finn.
And that's beyond unusual. Double team in the corner. Gatterman gets rid of it. Look underneath. Bork with the shot. Lay it up. Reverse. Use the rim for some protection. Got it. He now has 6 points. 35-17, 8.5 is the time left here in half number two. Christensen between the circles. Goes left wing. Kolar, baseline. Blocked inside by Gatterman. And secured by Gatterman.
Was that blocked by Rommelfinger or Gavin? So that might have been block number 7.
Ball goes through the hands of Gatterman. Up ahead to Lochner. Pump fake off the glass too hard. And the rebound comes down to Johnson. Savant says, let's spread it out a little bit. Got to get across that 10-second barrier. They do. Bork all the way with the right hand. Comes up short on the layup. Rebound Rommelfinger. Has it go off of his knee. It'll be Nakusa basketball. That's a good call. And so Finn Kretschmar comes in replacing Declan Christensen. Under 8 minutes remaining, 35-17. Green Devils. As the Papermakers bring it into the front court, Nash Kretschmar dribbles into a double team, so he leaves it for Lochner. Braden back over to Nash. Stops, gets double teamed. Gets around to Finn. Finn over to Braden, nice save. About a foot before it went over into the back court. Kolar, baseline, tries to get it to Vega. Ball tipped away. Turnover number 15 on Nakusa. As we approach the 7 minute mark, double team on Bork. Gatterman crosses the 10 second line, double team there as well to Johnson. I gotta tell you, for having 17 points and trailing this by 18, Nakusa is playing so hard tonight.
Yeah.
Really impressed with the effort.
It's hard to be nitpicking them over something when they're not playing poorly.
Shots just are not falling.
Yeah, and sometimes you have those. Yeah. Some nights those are just the way it's going to be.
There's a little hesitation move by the X-Man. Xander Cook now with 7 points, all here in half number two. And in the lead balloons to 20.
But you know what? Sometimes with that happening like that, Randy, you're starting to see them get a little tired. And I think we're starting, as well as Nakusa's playing still, I think you're starting to see some of that fatigue bring on them. The passes are a little bit wider. They're not receiving the passes as well. Not maybe crashing the boards as hard. Yeah, this has been a good physical basketball game. It's just I think the size advantage of Adams is starting to wear on them. And the confidence even of the ball not going through the hoop.
Clock starts up at 6:15 in the second half. Green Devils with it in the forecourt. Narat, right side. Get the ball into the hands of Savant as he tries to feed it in the middle. Ball's poked away, and the Papermakers cause turnover number 12. Nash for three from way downtown, and a jump ball. Ooh. Between Braden and Savant. And this time it's Nakusa basketball. And Savant will take a seat. Xander Cook will check back in for him. 5 minutes and 50 seconds to go. 37-17, the Green Devils. Alameda turns the corner. Spin move inside. Oh. Ball's blocked out of bounds. And they're going to say... One, they kind of disagreed, but the outside official saw it was blocked, got the right call on that.
Yeah, it's going the right way. That just sounded pretty rough with the way he landed on the court.
Alameda has it blocked away by Hoyt Wormat. Hoyt's first PT today, a 6'3 senior. So Nash will inbound it for Nakusa. Right next to Coach Colo. Out on top to Lochner. Alameda slips, goes to the floor. Ball comes free. He grabs it again. And they reload. Kretschmar. Boy, he just cannot dribble penetrate. When he tried to bounce it over to Braden, they couldn't hook up. And I think you're right. They just look like they're starting to
fade
a little bit.
You can only play that hard, that sustained for so long before things start to wear out. I don't care how well conditioned you are. And it's just the mental aspect of it, too. Just things aren't going your way.
Bork has a man wide open, the X-Man. He gets grabbed by Vega. As he went flying by, Fran got him on the arm and got 2 points for a takedown.
That's the first three nowadays. It's three nowadays.
Oh, it's three nowadays.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Unfortunately, those three don't go up on the board. And a full timeout going to be taken by Coach Gullo. So while he wants the timeout, let's take a minute with him. We'll be back with more from Nakusa. You're listening to FM 105.5 WIRI.
Here at Home Furniture and Design, we are thankful for our wonderful customers. And at this most glorious time of the year, we are especially grateful. Thank you and season's greetings from your friends at Home Furniture and Design in Wisconsin Rapids and Plover.
The new year begins with you. The holidays are past, and now you should focus on you. The team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep believe you deserve a new chariot on four wheels with leather heated seats and maybe a backup mirror. Oh, you could even get your favorite color. Splurge on you in 2025 because you know how hard you work for your loved ones, and you deserve it. Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids, where finding your new ride for the new you is easy and fun. From the team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep, happy new you in this new year.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Five minutes and 20 seconds still on the clock. Half number two. 37-17, Devils with the lead and the basketball on their own end of the court. They're nearest to 105-5. Decora on the inbound all the way out on top. That's Johnson with the catch. He'll hand it off over to Bork. Johnson now picked up there by Anders Kolar. He dribbles it to the right elbow, bounces it on top to Nolan Bork. Nolan with the dribble between the legs. Decora thought about the three.
No need to know with a 20-point lead, right. 5 minutes to go.
Yeah.
I wonder if during that timeout, Coach Bork didn't just say, let's run a little clock here.
I think that's part of it. I think that's what happened on the Adams side. On the Nakusa side, I think it's, hey, don't get this game dirty. Don't get this game nasty.
There's the pass underneath. Wide open once, twice. Third time is the charm for Hoyt Wormette. Nobody guarded him underneath. I think everybody got confused which way people were going, and he caught it wide open. He was too wide open. He missed the layup, but he got his own rebound and was able to finish it. Kolar, the feed, bounce pass, reverse layup, no. And two free throws up and coming for Finn.
Is that one of those instances where the turf monster got him?
I think
so. You know,
so.
When there's no one anywhere within 40 yards of you, and then you just trip and land on your head? That might be what that was.
First team foul here in half number two. It's pretty cool to go almost 14 minutes without a foul.
No kidding.
And Kretschmar gets his first point of the ballgame for Finn. Vega back in the ballgame, replacing Jordan Pasch. Four fouls tonight been called on the Green Devils. Only six on Nakusa, so it's been a very clean ball game. Second free throw comes up short, and the board is secured by Wormette. We get close to the four-minute mark. Bork will dribble it through the pressure. Goes to Decora. A couple of freshmen there. Freshman to freshman. Johnson, the senior. Little runner, no. Backside rebound. Put up and down by Nolan Bork. He's got six in the second half, eight on the ball game. And under 4 minutes we go, 41-18. Again, remember, this was a two-point ball game when these two teams met last Thursday, 56-54. So, whole different outcome here tonight. The ball just would not go in. Now it does. Braden Lochner feeds it down for two. He now has 5 points. Bork into the front court. Slams on the brakes at the top of the wheel. Johnson, left side, Decora. Back on top to Bork. Screen set by Wormette. Baseline, double team, triple team. Get it back around. Over to the X-Man. Decora thought about the three. Did not take it. Instead goes to Johnson. Savant ball above his head. He's got Nash Kretschmar in his grill. Vega comes over to help double team. Decora, left side, Wormette. Ball almost stolen that time by Kolar. Under 3 minutes remaining, 41-20. All alone underneath. There's Wormette again. Just kind of got lost in the shuffle. Sometimes that happens when a guy comes into the ball game who hasn't played all night. You just kind of lose the number in that guy, and he's done it twice now.
And who's got to be there, who's supposed to have him, is I think we're going to have wholesale changes for Nakusa.
Lochner from the left elbow. back-to-back buckets. And with 2:25 to go, Lochner in the pressure in the backcourt on Bork. And there's Nash Kretschmar with the reach in. It'll be his second. And I think we're going to get five new paper makers checking into the ball game. Price Newland, Dakota Harper, Kyle Remler, Landon Wilhorn, and Ryan Linsmeyer. Bunch of fresh faces for Nakusa. And